This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Bailey, producer with Brad Cobb Farms and Horseshoe Bottom Farms in Tunica, Mississippi. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We were able to tour multiple crops, such as almonds and pistachios, a lot of fruit and vegetable crops, tomatoes and garlic, onion, peaches, pears, plums. And we toured several cotton farms in that area. And very unique climate and a very unique way of farming in comparison to what we're doing here in the Mississippi Delta.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I can see why they can grow a wide variety of crops. They have the climate for it. Unfortunately, they don't get any rainfall, so they do have to irrigate everything. And that's pretty challenging for them, especially with the water right and things of that nature and having to buy that water. Overall, I did see it as a controlled environment in a way, and a lot of times I wish I had a controlled environment on our farm, but it never is due to the weather. But they can kind of predict what their weather is going to be and make plans accordingly.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
But one thing that in particular that sticks out, here in our area, we're having a huge problem with the resistance for Roundup and pigweed being the main pest. And we are trying to figure out ways to get across land faster, to have more acres done in a day's time. And one operation out there, a gentleman had a piece of equipment there that really caught my eye. And we went over and looked at his piece of equipment. Instead of running a 12-row hooded lay-by rig, he was running a 16-row. And that was something that really caught my eye and interested me in making that work on our farm. So I took pictures of it and documented it and got all the information, looking forward to implementing it next year.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
People have perceptions of what goes on in other farming areas, but until you go and see what goes on there yourself, you draw conclusions, but until you have sightseeing tours like that, you don't know what other people are going through and their challenges and what they face. And being out there and getting to be around the growers in that area, we really figured out quickly that we're not that much different, even though we're on the other side of the United States. We do things a lot alike as far as the work ethic and the way things are done as far as efficiency. Being able to interact with those farmers and share some ideas, even though we are across the United States from each other, we can still share things that'll work that far away. And that's what I enjoyed the most about it, was being able to pick up on some new ideas and new things that they have going on there.